You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the studio this morning, we've got the wonderful Bella Bavin from Coast Arcade. Hey, Bella, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Rachel. How are you?
Very good. It's bloody cold and it feels like a good time to have some sort of surfy sunshine music bring us into the morning, I feel. You're here because you're celebrating a brand new single, which is out this morning, called Surf Club.
Yeah, out tomorrow.
Out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. We're getting an early little sneak preview of it today. I also have been thinking it's Friday since Wednesday this week.
I felt like it was Friday. You're all good.
Thanks, mate. Thanks. But I'm very excited to hear a little bit about what you've been working on, because you guys have been playing some really exciting shows lately.
Yeah.
If anyone's never caught Coast Arcade live, they're doing themselves a disservice. It's always a really fun time. What's been happening in the band at the moment? What have you been working on?
Well, the biggest thing for us this year has been working towards these releases, and we've got an EP coming in May.
So, woohoo.
Yeah, super exciting. We've never released a body of work. And so we've been working on that for like the last 6 months. And so super excited to finally be getting close to the finish line.
That's
with
a pretty
it.
Cool thing.
Yeah, it's and so cool.
You're the songwriter in the group, but what's the dynamic like when you're putting a track together? How does the process come about?
Yeah, so it's kind of hard because I think we haven't had anyone go, this is how it should or shouldn't be done.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there are any rules, but I think it's something that as we get older as a band, it'll change dramatically.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I write all of our songs, and this EP I've produced. I don't know if you can call it that, but I'm going to call it that.
You should. You have.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there we go. So we recorded it at Big Fan with Noima, who was awesome. He audio engineered it for us. So we went in with these songs. Because of our Smoke Through Rock Quest days,
mm-hmm.
I'm very used to having like one day per song.
Yeah.
And so we went in with the idea of doing one song a day.
Yeah.
Which we got all the songs done. We did songs in like 4 hours.
Wow.
It was, yeah, like these Rock Quest bands, they get straight in there and they get it done.
Yeah, totally.
We're used to a time limit.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like a studio manager's dream. It's like, oh, and we're done.
Yeah, pretty much. So we had the rest of the day to kind of mess around with it. But yeah,
cool.
we go in with these finished songs and we basically just sit down and get in drums, bass, guitar, vocal, and that's it.
And you guys, I mean, as you mentioned, you are originally a Smoke Free Rock Quest band and you've known each other for a very long time. Who else is in the group, Bella?
Yeah, so we've got Nate and Chris Timms on bass and guitar. So they're brothers. I've known the Timms brothers since, I think I've known Chris since we started school together when we were 5,
mm-hmm.
and Nate would have been about 3.
Yep.
So we have known each other for forever. And Tom, he is a little more recent. He moved over from the UK when he was maybe 11 or slightly younger, and we met him because he's in Nate's year.
Cool.
And one of my brother's best mates. And so that would have been, yeah, when he was year 9, we would have been year 10 or 11. So, yeah, we're all just one big happy family.
Cute. Oh, that's so good. And what's it? I mean, if anyone has seen you guys play, they'll know that there's like a really tight energy to the performance that you do. But what's it like to play with people that you've known for that long and that you've gone through already, even though this is your first EP you're putting out, you've gone through variations and iterations of what the sound of Coast Arcade is?
Yeah, I think for us, like, we just know each other so well and we practice all the time. Like, we are with each other all the time. I always describe it to people as one, like a relationship with 4 people, because we love each other so much and we get on each other's nerves.
Yeah.
And then we go on stage and we have this really tight dynamic and we have little inside jokes on stage and it's like,
nice.
You know, it's just, you don't really think that you're going up there to perform to people. You think about going up there and just playing with 3 people you know really well.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a nice dynamic, I feel. You're going to play us a couple of songs this morning. What are we going to start with today, Bella?
I think we're going to start with Highest Heights, which was our single that came out on the 3rd of Feb.
Feb. All right.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready, take it away.
Oh, okay. No pressure. Feeling kinda nervous. ever since you walked in the room. And I know everybody's looking at you. And if I made a move, would you shove me off? All the other people look your way, and I can see in your face that you're not entertained. And I can take you out, escape this place. Takes up all my time, and I feel it's written in my soul. A love like this is worth more than gold, and I'll fly up to the highest heights.
Awesome, Bella. Thank you so much for playing that for us. I know that the next song we're going to hear is the new single, but before we get stuck into it, do you want to tell us a wee bit about Surf Club? What's been happening with writing this track? I know you've been filming a bit of a video as well, working on a few bits and pieces.
Yeah. So Surf Club, how did Surf Club come about? I think it started as we were asked to open for a surf band last year. And I didn't think that we were quite surfy enough to open for this band.
I love that you're called Coast Arcade and now you've got a song called Surf Club, but you weren't quite surfy enough for the group.
Well, it's hard because originally we were going to be super surfy and super beachy, because all of our influences that we'd originally written down were these super surfy Kiwi bands.
Yeah, yeah.
And very quickly it turned into like pop rock, like 2000s kind of vibe. But it's got a bit of surf and punk in there. I reckon there's the strumming and things are quite surf influenced. And so, I was like, I feel like we need one song that's a little more surfy. And so I sat down and wrote Surf Club in like 15 minutes. I was like, two chords, easy. Like all Coast Arcade songs are like two chords.
Yeah,
because
that's
what makes the best song.
Totally.
And it turned into quite a deep meaning, Surf Club. It was like, originally Surf Club Easy, that's a surf song. Mm-hmm. Like it's not gonna be a surf song. But none of Coast Arcade can surf very well. We're very enthusiastic. We enjoy it, we love it, we give it a go, but
that's the main thing.
We suck. And as proven by our video, which you'll see. And it just kind of turned into a song that how do I explain it? It's like, for me, when I wrote Surf Club last year, I was kind of going through a bit of a phase where I wasn't feeling super set on where I was in life. I was kind of struggling a little bit, trying to find my place. And so Surf Club was kind of a reflection of struggling and not knowing how to unstruggle.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty cool song to me because looking back and playing the song, it's like, oh, I did eventually unstruggle.
Yes.
So yeah. It's kind of cool to go, ah, it did actually work out.
Nice to see it as like a bookmark of a time rather than like an ongoing kind of conversation.
And I'm still struggling.
Oh, this is awesome. I'm looking forward to hearing it, Bella. Whenever you're ready, over to you.
Okay, this is Surf Club.
I haven't got my microphone on. There we go. That was amazing, Bella. Thank you so much. What a beautiful new track. So that's out tomorrow, Surf Club.
Tomorrow. Surf Club.
And in all the usual places, I presume?
Yep. Spotify, Bandcamp.
Beautiful.
Apple Music, everywhere.
You're on Instagram as well. That's quite a good place to keep up to date with what Coast Arcade's up to. What's the tag?
Yep. At Coast Arcade. Those Gen Zs. They're all over it.
Excellent. We love to see it. Thank you so much for coming in today, Bella. Can't wait to see the video and play the song tomorrow. Thanks for popping in.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Rachel. See ya.
See ya.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.